This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Rob Kandel, and I'm a proud representative of One Taste Urban Retreat Center. This is being recorded for our podcast on PersonalLifeMedia.com. That's PersonalLifeMedia.com. I'm sitting in for the vivacious Marcy Prochowski, who's taking a break, but she's in the studio audience tonight, looking very turned on in her white T-shirt, her little belly sticking out slightly in her rhinestone belt. And this is Erotic Mic Night here at One Taste. One Taste is a center where we do many, many things. We do yoga, we do massage, we do parties, we do events, we do workshops. We have a cafe. We have a community of 54 people, and we have a very large female audience today we're very happy about. But tonight we'll be doing some erotic reading, and it'll be recorded, and we invite you to be as turned on, happy, and expressive as you desire. If you don't have anything, you can just come up here and talk about a great makeout you had, or a fantasy, or fantasy that you don't want to tell us. Those are the best that we're most interested in. We also have a lineup of about 7 or 8 people that would come up and talk about some of the things they've written. One Taste has a hybrid practice, and what I mean by hybrid is it covers many, many things. It covers it covers yoga, and also it covers our sensual life, a place that's often ignored in the world. And One Taste is a place where you can go and talk about your sensual life, or take workshops around your sensual life, or just really expand who you are in all areas. So we'll be discussing that as well.
But you can't feel me. I haven't learned how to truly surrender. But you give and give, your only request is that I surrender. And I am convinced and conditioned to believe that surrender is death. But when I tune in and try it on for size, I feel the beginning true surrender with you. You are not my only source of surrender, but you are my favorite cliff from which to dive as I dash my ego on the rocks of our orgasm.
First up on the list, we have Yia with the title 7 Years of Sex. And she'll be describing 7 Years of Sex. Now, hopefully this will be the Reader's Digest version. If not, she's a good reader, so we'll see what happens. Okay. Yia, come on up.
Hello. Actually, I apologize. That's a little bit of a mistake on the title. See, I was going to write this piece about my experiences about sex in the last 7 years of my life when I've been having sex. But I haven't actually had a chance to sit down and think about it and write it yet. So I'm going to read something a little bit different. I'll have that one prepared next in 2 weeks from now. And what I'm going to read is a recent occurrence. This was posted on our chat board, onetasesf.com chat board. And this piece is actually called Afternoon Delight. So we're sitting in the media room. I'm editing some pictures. He's working on some marketing materials. And we're in a casual conversation talking about someone else in the community. He's giving me his opinion about her. And all of a sudden, at the end of his conversation, he slides in, "Do you want to fuck?" Whoa, wait a minute. Did I just hear that? So I look at him, and he blushes. And I ask him, "Did I hear you correctly?" He blushes like a 13-year-old and looks like a 13-year-old asking for a kiss for the first time. I make him say it again. This time, I want to feel it. He mutters under his breath, "I want to fuck you." He walks over to me, bends down, and pushes me into the chair. His lips lingers over mine, then comes down on my lips in a hungry kiss. His mouth devours mine. His tongue slips in my mouth. My heart beats faster, and heat rises between my thighs. My pussy pulses as his hand lands on top of her. My hand finds their way down his pants and expertly unbuckles his belt, unzip his pants, and reach down to grab his hard cock. So we make our way back to my bed, and he's standing there naked. He pushes me to the bed, takes off my pants, and reached over to a rose sitting on my bed and traced the rose along my thighs. He's on top of me. I feel his full weight, his lips on mine. I suck his lower lip. He's standing over me, wets his finger and thumb, then begins to stroke my clit. A wave of heat and pleasure washes over my body. Oh my God. It's been over a week with no makeouts, and now my body and pussy feels alive and ready and hungry and throbbing. His tongue plays with my clit, and each stroke sends me higher. His lips inside me, and I moan in relief and pleasure, my heart beating fast, where panting arms and legs entangling, rolling from back to side. He comes in deep. I adjust to the sensation. I want him deeper. My pussy is wet and slick and hot, his hard cock filling up each corner of me. I'm on my knees. He thrusts deep twice, and my body adjusts that I want more, and he continues to pound himself into me harder and faster than soft and slow. My body undulates, sucking him in deeper still. I reach under and stroke my clit while he's fucking me, and this sensation nearly sends me over the edge. His balls slapping my ass, his cock filling me up and up and up and harder and faster, and he explodes. I feel his energy shoot into my body and sends waves up and down my body, my whole body rocking. We come down, spent, energized, and all of a sudden I'm ready for food. Thank you.
Now, I've spent a lot of time in that media room, and that's never happened to me. Maybe I'm just not dressed right, or maybe it's too much time with a computer. Oh, well, what can you do? So the media room refers to our new space where we're creating the One Taste TM media experience as part of our new website, which will be unveiled on Wednesday, God willing. And so we'll have lots of media on the web soon, so watch for that. Okay. Next up, a longtime favorite here at One Taste, Ken I, is going to be reading something called Tears and Flowers, which sounds very sweet, about an ex-lover. So, Ken Ingram, please.
Heart full yet expanding, I look into your eyes, and each time I feel a different you. We connect through detachment, working to allow the flow to breathe life in our connection. I miss you when you're gone. I strive to be your ally, your friend, more than just your lover. I am challenged many ways to stay connected through my fear and stories that provide excuses for me to stay in the same dark dungeon that you have learned to escape. When we make love, your energy bursts out and envelops me, but you can't feel me. I haven't learned how to truly surrender, but you give and give. Your only request is that I surrender. And I am convinced and conditioned to believe that surrender is death. But when I tune in and try it on for size, I feel the beginning true surrender with you. You are not my only source of surrender, but you are my favorite cliff from which to dive as I dash my ego on the rocks of our orgasm. My heart is full and it expands, and I feel the tears when we make love. This is my edge and I must surrender. And I am not your only source, but I want to be your favorite. I want to be the full moon in the night filled with your other lovers. Romance is not dead, and so I will bring you flowers, my friend. Thank you.
That was sweet, Ken. Good job. Okay. So we're going to just take a quick break. So this is Rob Kandel, substitute host for Erotic Mic Night, starring Marcy Prochowski at the One Taste Urban Retreat Center. You can find out more about us at onetastesf.com. That's onetastesf.com. And also for more shows and our blogs, check out personallifemedia.com. This is Rob Kandel. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Guest Speaker Interviews, a companion program to the weekly audio show, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, on personallifemedia.com. Push into the unknown with visiting sexperts at One Taste San Francisco on personallifemedia.com.
Yeah. So our next reader, I was just thinking about you today when I saw you walk in. This is a woman, Darlene. And I remember the first time I met Darlene was when we lived in Mill Valley, and it was a long time ago. And she walked in, and I thought, oh, this is probably someone I'm never going to see again. And here it is 5 years later, and she's still hanging out with the One Taste Gang, and it's really fun to have you here. So she'll be reading Your Sweet Lip, which is about a former lover, which seems to be a popular theme tonight. Okay, Darlene.
The title of my poem is Your Sweet Lips. What enslaving cocktail have I sucked from your full lips? The red pulp of your kisses is sweet on my tongue as the red ripe melon meat. Yes, even now, though remembered only. I have looked at you too short a time, too short a time. And with so much delight I have gazed. Strangers can see you in my face as the sun and vivid colors leave an after image of you in my eyes. Thank you.
Sam Goodell now coming up to the stage. Sam, straight from Brooklyn.
Asking her to om, she responds with a smile and a turn of her blonde hair. I kind of take it as, yeah, that sounds hot. We have to fight our way out of the center, people calling us for one thing or another, people at the front desk wanting this or that. It feels like a battle just to get out of the center and get to where we want to be. Sliding my finger through her pussy lips, I know she likes a light, feathery touch, so I slow my stroke down, slower, going even slower as I'm reaching her clit, feeling her clit reach out and almost pull my finger to her. I feel her body opening, hungry for more. My stroke is even lighter and lighter. Her voice shrieks even higher and higher, and her pussy is pulling my thumb in deeper and deeper. I begin fucking her with my thumb, and I can feel her body really hungry and wanting more and more. Slide my finger deep inside, my thumb deep inside of her, and I just slightly just begin tapping on the up top of her pussy, and I feel her body just undulating, going in deeper and wanting, and she feels like she's never been taken before. As I'm stroking her, my finger, and fucking her with my thumb, my finger, my right index finger, somehow finds her ass. And I just start circling around her ass ever so slowly and testing the waters at first, seeing if this will be okay. When all of a sudden her ass is pulling my finger deeper inside than I've ever explored before, and she is fucking my whole body.
That'll do. So he refers to oming, and oming is our practice of orgasmic meditation, O-M-I-N-G. And that's where two people agree to put their full attention on the orgasm that exists between two people. And by stroking this little, tiny, light stroke on the most sensitive part of the woman's body, both man and woman, or woman and woman, can go for a ride. So that was just one experience of it. So we're about to close up shop here. It's been a blast for me to be up here being your host here for Erotic Mike Night. And we'll do it again in 2 weeks on a Monday night. This show is part of the Personal Life Media. That's a personallifemedia.com network of people putting out alternative ways to view life and enjoy life and feel more and see more and talk more. And so I welcome you to check out their website at personallifemedia.com, and you can always send us an email at onetaste@personallifemedia.com, or come visit us here in San Francisco. No matter where you are, you can come on down to 7th and Folsom and check us out. Our website here is onetastesf.com. My name is Rob Kandel, and we'll see you again in a couple weeks. Until then, go out, prosper, make out, enjoy, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Take care.
more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.